Before we start, I want you to know that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Life by Design, a 6-week online course that helps you create goals, vision, and get clear about where you're going and what you want to happen next in your life. It's the perfect first step for those of you looking for some personal development. This short course will guide you step by step through how to create a clear vision for a successful year ahead. We dive into purpose, we do goal setting using the SMART method so you can set your intentions for the next 1 or 5 or even 10 years. We have a vision board workshop and so much more. If you're looking for an opportunity to get clear about what's next for you, my gal pal Katie and I designed this course just for you. It's almost like life coaching 101. You don't need a business to use this course. This course is the beginning basics for anyone interested in becoming more intentional about what's happening in their life. It's a perfect time of year for some personal development. Start your journey today by visiting anstocky.com/life by design. That's anstocky.com/life by design. Doors are open now, so take a peek and see if this short course is for you. Stocky, a former flower shop and boutique owner turned creative business coach. With over 23 years of entrepreneurial experience, I've tried all kinds of things. Some worked well, some didn't. Whether you're just opening your first business or maybe your third, or you're somewhere in between, I've got you covered. From opening businesses to branding and niching to rebranding to marketing to managing a team of employees, all while having 3 babies, to successfully selling a business, and then to starting the next one. I'll help you combine the practical day-to-day how-tos of business with empowering entrepreneurial mindsets to create a business and life that feels good to you. I'll help you start thinking like a successful entrepreneur so you can be a successful entrepreneur. If you want to get focused, get organized, be efficient, and stay on track, and brilliantly leverage that creative mind of yours, join me. If you're ready to feel confident in your business decisions while also feeling more freedom and grace and ease around your business, this is the place for you. I created the Brilliant Creative for business owners who need a place to connect, who need a place to think big and see momentum in their creative business. And I did it because I love creatives. I am one, and I love all things creative. From makers to painters to photographers to interior designers to florists and bakers and course creators. I'm here to help you make more, work less, and feel good about it. And the coach in me wants to teach you how to navigate all those blocks that are often in your way. Want to make sure you never have to go back to that 9-to-5? You got to start thinking differently. So join me each week as we help you get clear, get a plan, and get moving, so you can live the life that you've always dreamed of. At The Brilliant Creative, you get to love your work. Let's begin. Hey there. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. It's morning here in Duluth, Minnesota, where I am recording this podcast. And I just wanted to say that our town, Duluth, Minnesota, had 20 inches of snow in the last 3 days. It was a big storm. And so I thought it was funny because if you guys could see me now, I've been outside this morning already and I currently have a jacket on, a hat on, I have headphones on, and I'm down in my lower level office at my desk and everything's all set up for me to record. And I just thought, oh, if they could only just see me. Like, one thing that happens, Minnesota moms kind of make fun of it, but we're in and out so much. So we go outside, we come inside, we run to the grocery store, we go pick up a kid, we bring a kid to the ski hill, we come back. And sometimes we're cold because we're outside so much and it's cold here. It is actually cold here. So a lot of times I'll be in the kitchen making dinner and I'll have like a full jacket and a hat on just because I've caught a chill. And this morning, the same thing. I needed to run out for a couple things and I came back and I just came downstairs, got my hat on and got my full on jacket on, and I'm just down here recording. So if it helps you to picture me in the space that I'm at, our yard is just buried in so much snow And our kids have had a great time skiing because we live by a ski hill and they just love snowboarding and skiing, especially when there's fresh powder. So that's kind of the scene here, the Minnesota mom scene. I thought you might find that interesting as I talk about today, morning routine. We're talking episode 26. What do you mean you don't know about Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning? In this episode, I'm going to teach you guys all about Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning, which is a powerful morning routine that you can use to customize your own really great morning routine. Morning routine is one of the most important things, I believe, for having a great day, a great week, a great month, and a great year, and making sure that you get great results. This episode is for you if you find yourself fumbling in the morning and you're ready to instead hit the ground running. Or maybe you wake up and have negative or debilitating thoughts running through your mind those first minutes of the day and you're ready to take control of that. Or maybe you feel like you know you could be taking advantage of your morning energy, but you just don't know how. You need some direction, some guidance. Or maybe you've heard about powerful morning routines and you want to hear about one that works really well. Today's episode is definitely for you, whether you have a business or not. So this is for everyone, rated E for everyone, I say. If everyone used Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning Routine, the world would be amazing. I mean, it is like a dream. If everybody used this morning routine, the world would be amazing. So in today's episode, you are going to learn who the heck is Hal Elrod, what the Miracle Morning is, and how it can change your life now, what SAVERS stands for, how you can create a powerful morning routine yourself, and a little about affirmations and why I think they are so important. So let's start with who the heck is Hal Elrod. So Hal's this guy after experiencing some serious adversity in life. He was pretty down. And it's a longer story than that. He goes into it in his book. But one of his buddies asks him, hey, are you exercising? And he says, no, I can barely get out of bed in the morning. His buddy says, okay, go for a run. Just start running. Everything gets clearer. So Hal goes for a run and he listens to his buddy. Hal goes for a run. And on this run, he has this inspiration to create a daily personal development routine that he hoped would help him develop into the person he needed to be to solve his problems and turn his life around. Incredibly, he says it worked, and then virtually every area of his life transformed so fast, he called it the Miracle Morning. The origin story is told in depth in his book, The Miracle Morning, The Not-So-Obvious Secret, Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 a.m. His basic premise is this. Wherever you are in life right now is temporary and exactly where you're supposed to be. If there's something you want to change, you have the ability to change it starting right now. The book is about helping you become the person you need to be to create everything you have ever wanted for your life. There are no limits. And I fully agree with him. So, okay, here's what I'm going to share with you next. Three beliefs that you'll want to subscribe to when reading this book. I'm going to tell you the basics of what a miracle morning routine looks like, also known as SAVERS. And then I'm going to tell you my experience and some of my clients' experiences with Miracle Morning and how I use it now. Okay, first, Hal's book builds into it three imperative arguments or things he wants you to believe, right? These are some beliefs that he has that he just adopts and believes as true. And in order for you to get the most out of the book, it would be helpful if you also considered believing these as well. So the first one is, you are just as worthy, deserving, and capable of creating and sustaining extraordinary health, wealth, happiness, love, and success in your life as any other person on earth. It is absolutely crucial, not only for the quality of your life, but for the impact you make on your family, friends, clients, coworkers, children, community, and anyone else whose life you touch, that you start living in alignment with that truth. So that's really straight from his book. I mean, that is one of the things he's like, okay, you gotta join me with thinking this way if this book's going to be helpful to you. Okay, the next belief or imperative argument he puts out there is, in order for you to stop settling for less than you deserve in any area of your life and to create the levels of personal, professional, and financial success that you desire, you must first dedicate time to each day becoming the best person you need to be, one who is qualified and capable of consistently attracting, creating, and sustaining the levels of success you want. Okay, it kind of sounds nice, right? Like this person is believing in you. He thinks there's more for you than you already like believe is there for you. So it's really inspirational. The way that Hal thinks is inspirational. He's a coach, of course, as well. So he's very coachy. Okay, the next one is how you wake up each day and your morning routine or lack thereof dramatically affects your levels of success in every single area of your life. Focused, productive, successful mornings generate focused, productive, successful days, which inevitably create a successful life in the same way that unfocused, unproductive, and mediocre mornings generate unfocused, unproductive, and mediocre days, and ultimately a mediocre quality of life. By simply changing the way you wake up in the morning, you can transform any area of your life faster than you ever thought possible. Those are the three things, you guys, that Hal's book is based on. Three beliefs he has about the world and how we show up in it. You might be saying, okay, Ange, just let me stop you right there. I am no morning person, so this is just a no. I'm going to push stop. Don't push stop. You've got to keep listening. Rest assured, you might consider being a morning person after reading the first couple chapters of this book. Hal has all the motivation and the practical stuff lined up for you, especially for those of you who don't think it's possible to get something really good started in the morning. So if that's already you, if you're already doubting the possibility of having a powerful morning routine, read this book anyway. It's highly likely Hal will turn you right around. And remember, you can be anyone you want to be. Do you want to be, this is for me, this is for Ange Taki. You can be anybody you want to be. Do you want to be a morning person? Do you want to have a powerful morning routine that could change your life? Get the book, get the book, get the book. In the book, he's got the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategies that can help you if you're a person who hits the snooze button, even though you actually want to wake up. So it's kind of like everything you could argue like, oh no, that's not me, or oh no, I can't do that. Oh, he's got a way to help you. If you're an arguer on this, he will take you through and he will help you figure out how to get it done anyway. Okay, next I'm going to tell you about the main kind of like the meat of this book, which is an acronym with each letter standing for a part of this morning routine. So there's 6 parts, which means there are 6 letters in the acronym, S-A-V-E-R-S. S is for silence. A is for affirmation. V is for visualization. E is for exercise. R is for reading. S is for scribing or writing. The great part about these are you are able to easily memorize them and use them in any order you like for any length of time. You can really customize this morning routine to work for you. Hal's initial suggestion is wake up 1 hour earlier than normal and engage in the savers practices during that hour. Start with S for silence. During this time, you can meditate, pray, reflect, breathe deeply, or just get grateful. He wants us to relax our mind and calm our spirit. Hal gives an example of a meditation you can do right from the book. You could do it for 10 minutes or as little as 60 seconds. He dives into what worked for him here and what was challenging. Hal says he kind of has that ADHD brain, and so sitting in silence required practice in order to master it, but he was able to. Okay, the next one is A. A is for affirmation. Hal talks about some of the most successful people in our society. People like Will Smith, Jim Carrey, Suze Orman, Oprah, and many more. They've all been vocal in their belief that positive thinking and using affirmations has helped them on the journey to success. And of course, I can think of about 100 more people that are really well known and successful. And right now, we are in a period of time where there's so much negative out there. The point is, what we put into our daily conversation with ourselves is important. What we're feeding ourselves, what we're consuming is important. What we're consuming in terms of information, what we're consuming in terms of words and verbiage and images is important. It makes a difference. Starting the day with affirmations and positive self-talk is the best way to start a successful day. In some of my studies, I've read that the first 5 minutes before you wake up are the most important for starting the day off right. Getting the good thinking started immediately really helps you see your day shape up nicely. I believe so much in affirmations and positive self-talk. I use them daily, and I will make sure to do a podcast just on affirmations. They are life-changing. I think it might be interesting for you guys to hear about the science of affirmations and how your brain is affected, how your body's affected. I will definitely do a deep dive on affirmations sometime soon. Okay, back to Hal. Hal tells a story of his kind of first exposure to affirmations, which actually was the same exposure, first exposure I had, which was Saturday Night Live skit with Al Franken as Stuart Smalley, which if you know the skit, it made this phrase popular. The phrase is, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Which, of course, made us all think affirmations were a joke. But then Hal tells us the story of his next experience with affirmations, which is when he's renting a room from one of his most successful 25-year-old friends who owns a bunch of houses and has a great job, and he's just like so successful. And the guy would be like shouting them from his bedroom, from his shower. And I don't know if shouting's the right word, but Hal could hear it. And Hal thought, whoa, what a weirdo. I mean, he was saying, you know, positive affirmations, just repeating them over and over again. And in his book, he says, I thought, whoa, what a weirdo. And I thought, that's so true. People think that. People, in general, when you come across something that you don't know that much about, and you haven't seen other people do it, you think it's weird. You think it's different until you learn about it and learn the purpose of it. And then you're like, I'm doing that. That's brilliant. So Hal tells some really good stories in the book. He's entertaining. This is a quick, easy read, you guys, like 130 pages. So the point of the story is, ooh, this is a good one to get, especially if you're stuck at all or you just need a rhythm and a routine that feels good. This is a rhythm and routine that feels good. And he helps you along the way, step by step, create your own morning. So he actually helps you create your own affirmations in 5 simple steps. I mean, he's got simple steps for every little thing that you do in this particular morning routine. So, okay, you got to know, yep, I said short book and it's bite size. So the people here who are like, oh, I could not get another book. I haven't even read the 29 books that are on my bookshelf. Actually, this is a skinny, tiny little book. It's a shorty, easy to read, a chapter at a time. And the way he has it organized is in little like snippets. And that is my favorite way to have a book because I can color in it. I can section it off. I can remember and visualize what I read. And he's got quotes in here. He does a good job of keeping your attention in the way that he's written this on the page. So way to go, Hal. Thank you very much. You could even read this book like whole day, like go get it right now and be done with it for sure in like 3 hours. So maybe faster. I don't know how fast you read. Okay. So we've got S and A, silence and affirmations. Next is V for visualization. Visualization is also known as mental rehearsal. It's where you seek to generate a positive result by first using your imagination to create mental pictures of specific behaviors or routines you want to engage in before you engage in them. And it's used by athletes usually to like enhance their performance. They might picture themselves throwing the basketball and getting, I don't really know that much about basketball, but I was going to say getting the goal because we're hockey people. So I'm going to say making the basket. That is the right way to say it. Okay. So people like Bill Gates, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tony Robbins, Tiger Woods, Will Smith, Jim Carrey, Oprah, they've been known to use visualization and have success with it. So Hal helps you get your visualization down in 3 steps. He has you get ready. He has you visualize what you want and then visualize who you need to be and what you need to do to make that happen. The topic and results shown to come from the process of visualization are vast. Visualization also deserves its own podcast, really. But for now, know that it can be part of a powerful morning routine. Hal's got the cliff notes for you. So take a little dive into Hal's book. He talks a little bit about vision boards, which can be an extension of this visualization process. I'm a big fan of all this and vision boards, especially. Every time for me, I feel like it's time to get to the next level or I have a new goal or intention that seems out of reach or maybe I want to do something I've never done before, I put it on my vision board. I actually put it in several places around me so I can get and stay focused on it. Like I'll put it as a backdrop to my, or a background to, on my computer. I might have a necklace that I have imprinted with whatever my goals are so that I can see them. And then I definitely actually have a vision board, which I'm currently looking at right now. And my main focuses or foci for this year are on it. Like they're big and bright and they're like right here. And maybe I will do a vision board deep dive at some point so you guys can learn a little more about that. But the point is visualization and seeing things and seeing what you want to have in the future, whether it's mental rehearsal in your brain or actually visually seeing a tactile object that reminds you of your goals, your intentions for the future, is helpful. And it actually works on your subconscious. So, okay, more on that later in another episode. So for me, I love when I can look at something and stay focused on it and remember and remind myself, because there's so much going on, especially if you have a lot going on at your house. If you are focused on many things, many people, many animals, whatever it is, you want to put your subconscious mind to work for you. And that is something that visualization does. Okay, next one. E is for exercise. So we've had S, A, V, and now we're on E. E is for exercise. Hal likes yoga. He talks a little bit about yoga, but discusses that any exercise or movement being the focus of the E part of your morning. Whatever you can do to move and get your blood circulating and get oxygen to your lungs, just get it done. 60 seconds, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or 60 minutes. Make some part of your morning routine moving. And if you're just starting out, just stretch. Just stretch. That's it. Just move your body somehow. You could lay on the ground and stretch, any kind of stretching. Just start moving. Okay, next, R is for reading. The fifth part of the Miracle Morning practice. Hal recommends we read a self-help book, whether it's about money or relationships or business or family or even faith. He suggests reading something that will add goodness to your life, right? Something that is going to bring some new and helpful positive information to the table. Whatever book that you feel is right, make it part of your morning routine. So the last one is S for scribing. And I'll be honest, I've got this one down pat. Scribing is writing or journaling, of course, which is often one of the first things I do when I start my morning. Hal says by getting your thoughts out of your head and putting them in writing, you gain valuable insights you'd otherwise never see. Writing or journaling enables you to document these insights, ideas, breakthroughs, realizations, successes and lessons learned, along with opportunities for personal growth and improvement. He talks about the positives of journaling, his experience with it, and what effective journaling might look like for you. You guys, that's it. S-A-V-E-R-S. Savers. And I'll say silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. He suggests that you customize these to what works best for you. You know, maybe you want to do the S, the A, and the V each for 5 minutes each, right? So that's silence or meditation for 5 minutes. You could pray, you could consider what you're grateful for, whatever it is you want to do during the silence part. And then you could do 5 minutes of reading through affirmations that you had previously, you know, determined as being helpful to you now. And then you could visualize for 5 minutes what you want your day to look like. What does a really successful day look like to you? And watch yourself in your mind's eye going through that successful day. And then maybe you want to do S-A-V-E, you want to do exercise. Maybe you want to do 20 minutes. Get on a treadmill, go outside for a walk, push-ups, sit-ups. I mean, whatever it is, use some weights, use some bands. There are a million, my husband gets on the bike every morning. So whatever it is that you want to do, maybe you want to do it for 20 minutes, maybe for longer, maybe for shorter. Then R is reading. Now you could read a book, or for me, the way that I actually consume information now is instead of reading a book, although I love books, I usually will go to Audible or I will listen to a podcast. So if I want some new information or inspiration in the world of self-help, I will do one thing like do the dishes or go for a walk or stretch and do some sort of yoga. or I'll get ready in the morning and I'll put a podcast on. So that's kind of my reading time. So just consider, you really can make this your own. You need to make it your own so that it's sustainable and it feels good to you. Okay, so that is R. And then S, the last one, is scribing or writing, journaling. Now, when I journal, I sometimes use a prompt. A prompt is a question that makes you think a certain way or think of a certain thing or answer a certain kind of question and go to a certain part of your brain and access that information. You can do that. You can use a prompt. There are books of, you know, journal prompts. You can Google lists of prompts for writing. Or you can also write anything that's on your mind. You can take sheets of paper and just write stream of consciousness without any prompts at all. So anything that's on your mind. My friend Katie and I have this course that we're working on right now. We have it. We have the doors open. And one of the things that we do in the course is we have this worksheet that's just all circles. It's just like 16 or 25. It's a bunch of circles. And the circles are blank. And it's a really cool exercise where you look at this blank sheet with all the circles on it. And inside each circle, you just write whatever comes to mind. And it's almost like you're unloading or kind of getting rid of anything that's top of mind that might be cluttering your brain so that it's easier to think and move forward with the rest of your day. The course is called Life by Design, and we do all sorts of things in it, kind of like life coaching 101. If you're curious about that, you can go to angestocky.com/lifebydesign. Okay, so you guys, savers. I want to tell you what this book did for me because it came along in my life during a period of time that was actually pretty difficult. And I fully feel like I was led to this book. I mean, this is one of my favorite kind of self-help books. So what it did was it helped me consider that my morning routines really set the tone for my day, for the week and for the month. If I want great things to happen, and if I want to be really efficient with my day, I have to be intentional. And my morning routine is the way to start an intentional day, an intentional week, an intentional month, and get intentional results. It sort of served as a touchstone for me every day, something I could always count on. I've used Miracle Morning over the years in different ways. Some months or periods of time, I've been really committed to it. Other months, it falls off, but I always come back to it. It's like a tool in my toolbox. I've recommended it to many of my clients and they love it. I have one client who will be talking and she'll be like, oh my gosh, you know what? I've totally fallen off my Miracle Morning. I've got to get back to Miracle Morning. When we meet, when my clients and I meet and they say they've been doing Miracle Morning, it's always good. They're like, oh, Miracle Morning's so good. And again, when they fall off and they, you know, life gets in the way, they say, oh my gosh, I've just got to get back to it. So you guys, you might know, I am sort of a stickler for efficiency. I really like to be efficient. So when I customize my Miracle Morning, I like to get two things done at once. Silence and meditation for 10 minutes or more. I can do it for more if I have a meditation that's been recorded and I listen to it. Like I like Gabby Bernstein's meditations. She's a spiritual coach, speaker, writer, author, and I really like her meditations. So if you're on a spiritual journey at all, she is a great one. So that's called guided meditation, right? When somebody's guiding me along. And for me, it helps because my brain sometimes is going fast, sometimes a million miles an hour. And in order to quiet it and just be okay having it be quiet, it's nice if someone's guiding me. Okay, so if that's you, if you have a million miles an hour brain and it's really hard for you to calm it, you might consider a guided meditation that you can just put on your phone, press play. You can do the same one every day if you want. You can do different ones. You can get albums of meditations. Gabby has an album that's, I don't know, on her website or whatever, of meditations. And it's just helpful. It's just helpful to have a little bit of support there. You know, even though Hal says silence, right? S for silence, guided meditation can be really powerful too. So It helps me at least keep my brain on track because it can run away from me. For me, instead of reading in the morning, I listen to like a self-help podcast while I'm getting ready. So I'll do meditation, some stretching, movement. I drink some lemon water. Lemon water is apparently like the thing. And I'll write for a while, which is so helpful for me. Read over and repeat my affirmations and visualize what I would want to happen during my day. Whatever you do, just make it work for you. Consider how you could integrate these six elements into a really powerful morning routine. So one thing I want to touch on is affirmations because, woof, these changed my life. I read, like I told you before, I read Miracle Morning during a time of transition for me. It was during a time of life that I thought I was going to easily tear through and dominate. Like I was a girl on fire when I kind of entered this period of my life. I had sold my business of 17 years, had a flower shop, and I finally had the time to focus on my coaching practice full time. It's a long story, but it turns out that after you do something for 17 years, your brain, your body, your heart, your soul, they need a minute to adjust to whatever the new direction is that you're going in. And it's almost like you're on a bus going in one direction and you have all this momentum and the bus just goes. And I mean, it goes without you thinking about it, right? Because you've been doing it for so long. And you want to go in another direction at another speed. Maybe you want to get on another bus, but you need some time to slow down in between. And your head, your heart, your soul need to catch up as well. It's actually called transition. Like transition is an actual space and period in time that people get into. And very often they don't even know they're in transition. They just feel weird. They kind of feel icky. People write books about transition. There's some great books about transition by an author named William Bridges. So if you happen to currently be in transition and you're stuck and it doesn't feel good, A, Miracle Morning is a great book for you. And B, one of the books from William Bridges on transition might be key if you're in a relationship transition or a job transition or you retired or you are an empty nester now. I mean, whatever transition you're in, I do want you to know it is a period of time that can feel very off-putting. And it's helpful to have some tools. So people write books about it and there's a lot of tools and ways of thinking in those books. Okay, so back to the importance of affirmations and how they help me. I was in transition, but I didn't really recognize it as that during this transition from one very specific identity, right? I own a flower shop. I'm a flower person. I employ these people to another very specific identity. I am a coach. I am a coach. It was just rough. I didn't sail through it like I expected to. And I certainly wasn't tearing through and dominating like I thought I would. I mean, I was in the middle of like, okay, it's time. I get to make my website. I get to do this. I get to do that. I get to do marketing. I get to plan this and plan that. I was kind of spinning in the air. I really felt like I had no surface to like put my feet down on and get traction. That's what it felt like. I couldn't get traction anywhere. I certainly wasn't tearing through and dominating. I look back and think, boy, that is funny. But I thought I was going to I was going to take the world by storm. So anyway, I was in kind of an odd and off-putting place, and it was hard to function well. I mean, I couldn't function very well. I liken it to when people have gone to their job for 30 years and then they retire. And at first, you hear about people like who retire, they just keep driving back to the place they worked at and they park in their parking spot. And people are like, why is so-and-so here? I thought they retired. And, you know, it's not something that you plan. You don't quite know what to do because you've never done anything else except go to the office, get the coffee, do the work, talk to the people, and then come home. The routine gets to be so powerful, it almost becomes overpowerful. So back to affirmations. This book and affirmations it helped me come up with during this time in my life were life-changing. They helped me get to the next level when I felt like I was spinning in one place. I'll say at first, I chose 5 affirmations to be part of my Miracle Morning. They were so awesome and helpful in changing the way I thought and then the way I showed up. Because, you know, I try and tell you guys in these podcasts that when you change your thinking, you start to change the way you show up. You know, your behavior changes. And when your behavior changes, your actions change. When your actions change, your results change. So it's this little domino effect. It all starts with the thinking, which is why mindset and affirmations are so powerful to know about. Okay, so I first chose these five affirmations and then I added more because it was so awesome. I thought, well, if I have five and this is just going so well, I'm going to have 25. So one time I had like 25 or 30. They were all typed out on this white sheet and kind of small writing. And I would bring them, or I had them kind of in this little miracle morning space in my, in our living room. And it turns out 25 affirmations to read through are kind of a lot. They start to become sort of diluted. So if you get really excited about affirmations, awesome. I'm going to just gently suggest that you have five or three or seven. And then when you feel like those have served you, create some more. And then some of them will automatically just fall off. And it will be because you've started to believe those and you no longer need to repeat them to yourself, right? You don't usually have the same affirmation for years and years, although there's one that I've used year in and year out. And I'll share that with you in a second. They seem to change as you level up. Your affirmations change as you level up and get to the next level. I'm always looking for some new affirmations that fit me now, whether they're about money or courses or entrepreneurship or whatever the next level I'm trying to get to is. When I hear or find a good one, a good affirmation, I write it down. I even bought a book a while ago with all kinds of affirmations in it, which was somewhat helpful. And remember, different affirmations will work differently at certain stages of your life or business. I really can't say enough about affirmations. You likely know how often I suggest or recommend a new mindset or way of thinking about something. And that's what affirmations are, new ways of thinking about something, either life or business or family or relationships or money or any topic. It's a great first step to changing your current life results. Especially if you're not loving your results right now, guys, if you're not loving life right now, the thinking, it's time for affirmations. Get yourself some affirmations that feel good and will help lift you to the next level of thinking, whatever that is. Okay, and then I said that I would tell you one of these affirmations that I've used over and over, and it actually is from Hal. It is, I love the life I have while I create the life of my dreams. And I've used this one over and over because sometimes when you're in the entrepreneurial space or you're trying to change something or you're trying to get to the next level, whatever that is, you often are looking and envisioning the future, like way in the future, like what you want to happen in 1 year, 5 year, and 10 years. And if that's you, you know that sometimes you can get stuck there in the vision part of it. And it's exciting because you know what's possible. One of the hard parts is coming back to that day-to-day activity, getting certain tasks done and feeling like you're on track. I use it all the time. I love the life I have now because I do love the life I have now. And at the same time, I'm creating the life of my dreams. So both of them are true. And it's just a helpful one for me. It also helped take away some of the guilt I felt about wanting more or feeling like I was meant for more. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. If you want to take that one, go ahead. I grabbed it from Hal and Hal shares it with everybody. Okay, gang, there is so much more in this book, and I love how Hal breaks it up into bite-sized pieces. It's easy to read and quick. And for those of you who are thinking, thanks, Ange, but I couldn't possibly figure out 60 minutes in my morning to spend on myself, Hal actually shows you how you can get some of the same benefits in 6 minutes. So really, you have no excuse. I'm joking. If it feels right and in alignment for you to check out Hal's book, I'd really encourage you to do so. If you're out there feeling like you need a little boost and you're ready for a powerful morning routine, try Hal Elrod's Miracle Morning. You can get it at your local bookstore or online or even on Audible if you want to listen to it. Hal has a really great website, which is called miraclemorning.com. If you go to his website, you'll see so many other books that have been written, like Miracle Morning for real estate agents, Miracle Morning for salespeople, all different ways of incorporating Miracle Morning. So regardless of your industry, regardless of whether or not you have a business or work outside the home, this is great for everyone. Like all the people on the planet, rated E for everyone, like I say. Okay,
You guys, links to all these things and more are in the show notes at angstocky.com/podcast. And if this episode was helpful, consider rating and writing a review on iTunes. It helps others just like you find the podcast and know it's for them too. Until next time, enjoy building your powerful morning routine. Bye.